Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
We started to text and call each other on a regular basis. We would stay up until 5, 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes just talking.
When you've tried to video chat, what does he say?
Weak connection, or I'm busy today. Excuse after excuse after excuse.
Is there a good reason why you haven't gone to see your fiance in person?
I love her, but I have reservations. She may be not the person that I thought she was.
There's so many thoughts running through my head right now. Like, is this going to be the end of us?
Here it is. Why the windows are all boarded up.
They are?
I mean, look, they're shuttered.
Oh, well, those are storm
shutters. Well, maybe there's a storm coming. Maybe we're the storm.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. On this episode, Colleen and Tony.
All right, we got an email from Colleen.
Dear Neve and Max, my name is Colleen, and I am 20 years old and live in Spokane, Washington. I met Tony over 3 years ago on Plenty of Fish. From the start, Tony had everything I looked for in a man. He was supportive and, most of all, loving. It wasn't long before I fell in love with him. When we met, he claimed to be living in Lakewood, Washington. But despite my many attempts to meet, he always had some excuse not to come. I even tried to video chat, but it seemed never to work. Tony and I took a break. But Tony was never far from my thoughts, and it didn't take long for Tony to step right back into the place where we left off. He's unlike anyone I have ever met. If it isn't obvious yet, I'm just stuck on this guy. I kept asking him to meet the last few months, and recently he caved in and told me he can't meet because he's not even in Washington State anymore.
Where is he?
He says he now lives in Baton Rouge.
Oh no.
What do I do? Please, guys, I need your help. Do you think he was ever in Washington, or do you think he's been in Louisiana the whole time?
All I know is that this guy's hiding something.
We should call her.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
My co-host Max and I get an email from Colleen asking for help investigating her fiancé. She's never met him in person. That's right, engaged and never met. Our first thought is it's another one of those typical fake profiles. But let's see what Colleen has to say.
Colleen.
Hey, Colleen.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You're 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you always live in Spokane?
I've only been in Spokane for about 3 years. I lived in a small town before here.
So I guess you moved to the big city and you got on a dating profile. Can you tell us the whole story?
I got on POF and I met Tony. I messaged him and then we started to text and call each other on a regular basis. We would stay up until 5-6 o'clock in the morning sometimes just talking. He makes me laugh, smile. I'm super in love with him. Like, all the feelings he gives me, it's really hard to express. Like, I just want to shout at the top of the world.
So who is Tony? What? Tell us a little bit about him.
He told me he was 27. When we first started talking, he said he was a delivery driver for like a pizza place.
Does he have social media? Is he online?
I've asked him about social media and he said no. He does not have any social media.
Nothing?
Nothing.
That's kind of like the equivalent of like your parents saying they only had sex once, like to have you.
Right.
You know, it's like, I only went on social media once. It was on Plenty of Fish, met your mom, that was it. When you've tried to video chat, what does he say?
Weak connection, or I'm busy today. Excuse after excuse after excuse. Finally, I just was like, you know, I need to move on. So I got in a different relationship, but I started talking to Tony again recently. And in the beginning of the year, he proposed to me.
What?
Yeah. We were on the phone. I got off work one day and he's like, will you marry me? And I'm like, wow, of course, you know, you make me super happy.
You just like, boom, you were like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I've never felt this way about any other guy.
But you've also never met him.
Right, like I've never met this guy, but he makes me so happy.
What if it's not the guy in the pictures?
I think I would be okay with it. I mean, I love his personality. I can't get enough of him. I don't want to let him go.
You need to find out the truth.
So we're going to come to Spokane.
Can't wait.
See you later.
Bye.
Engaged to be married.
It's not going to end well.
I mean, the fact that she doesn't need Tony to be the guy in the pictures is a good first step.
There's nothing left to do but to go to Spokane.
I can't believe they're engaged and all they've done is Spokane.
The question is, at the end of this episode, will she be engaged or enraged?
Ah, the great Pacific Northwest.
Beautiful Spokane. Look at this cute little house.
This is cute.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Any news, anything from Tony?
Well, I have to tell you guys something. I haven't been completely honest.
What?
We've only been seeing each other for like 3 months.
Wait, so the 3 years thing isn't true?
Yes, that part is not true.
Why would you lie?
Did you feel embarrassed?
Mm-hmm. I just got out of a relationship, hopped back into another one. I guess I just wanted it, like, I didn't want you guys to think, oh, she's rushing in.
Okay, yeah, and that is accurate. I am surprised. And are you engaged?
Yes, we are.
How long after you guys started talking did he propose to you?
About a month after. Call me crazy, but that's why I contacted you guys. Because I was like, you know, this guy seems to be everything I look for in a guy. I just feel like he's hiding something.
Well, let's have a seat and see if we can figure out what he's hiding.
All right.
Now that we're up to date, we've got the real story about what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you're so committed to this guy?
I've never been treated the way he treats me. Very rare for me to find somebody to connect with. I've been in a couple of abusive relationships. Tony is the only one that I could talk to. He's always there. Like, yesterday morning I had a nightmare. 4:30 in the morning. I called him immediately because I couldn't sleep. And he answered the phone and stayed up with me the rest of the morning. That was just awesome.
Where are you suspicious? Where does he do things that are kind of sketchy, where you're just like, what's that about?
Like, I have two numbers for him, two different numbers. The first number he used for the first part, and then 2 days later, he's calling me off of another number.
But that's interesting that he has a second number.
Has he ever asked you for money?
He's never asked me for money, no.
Is most of your communication voice talking on the phone?
Most of it's talking on the phone or texting.
He has no social media.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which is strange.
Zero social media.
But he's on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Can we see it? His Plenty of Fish profile?
This is his profile.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. He's 5'10". Look, he's a Libra. Aren't you a Libra, Neil?
I am a Libra.
Let's see those pictures.
All right, so wait, here.
Blow those up.
Oh, yeah. He's looking like a normal, nice guy.
Not a lot on his page.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so you've only seen a few pictures of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You only met him 3 months ago.
So let's imagine he's 200 pounds heavier than what he is. Would that be a deal breaker?
I don't really care either way. I don't look for looks. I look for personality. I mean, if I found out he was actually like married or in a relationship,
right,
that would just do it. I'd be like, done, bye.
That'd be a deal breaker.
I believe if you don't take risks in life, how do you know? I mean, this guy could be my soulmate.
I'd like to hope this could work out. Send us an email with everything you have, the phone numbers, the pictures. We're going to investigate.
Thank you guys so much.
Don't thank us yet. This is not looking good. I think that she's fooling herself in that she's going to be hurt. On the other hand, I was sitting there being like, there's also a chance that this could totally work out, that maybe he's not the guy in the pictures and maybe that won't matter to her and they can find love.
Finding this guy might be tough because we have so little to go off of. I have a hunch we're in for a surprise. So, what do we got? Colleen is in love with Tony.
They met on Plenty of Fish 3 months ago.
He says he lives in Washington. For whatever reason, Tony can't meet up with Colleen, but still finds it within himself to propose to her.
Right.
Colleen says yes immediately. Tony says, okay, look, here's the truth. I'm not in Washington. I've been living in Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Is he in Louisiana? Is he in Washington? Is he somewhere else? We don't know.
Let's run the pictures, shall we?
See if we get a hit.
Nothing.
All right, let's see about this one.
Second one, nothing.
No direct match. No hits. All right, last picture.
Nothing. So picture is done.
Let's use the only other information that we currently have, which is his phone numbers. Both 509 area code. Here we go.
First of two, Spokane.
No information.
No address, no names. But it's Spokane, 509.
Right, which means that the other one's Spokane, too.
Correct.
So why would his recent phone number also be Spokane when he's supposed to be living in Louisiana? Let's see what
suspect
comes up with the
all right,
second
so the
number.
First number is Spokane, and here comes the second number.
Oh!
We got some information.
We got a hit.
Okay.
We got a hit.
Tim.
It's a different last name. Mid-60s. Look, Spokane, Washington.
Does he have any Tonys in his family? No. No relatives under the name of Tony.
All right, let's look up Tim.
Fort Myers, Florida.
Florida.
Ontario.
Atlanta.
Nothing. We are in the weeds.
We're not getting very far because we have very little information on this guy. The only thing we have is that his phone numbers are from Spokane. Maybe instead of wasting our time and her time by going and basically telling her that we didn't find anything, we should skip a few steps, just call him ourselves, and sort of seeing if we can get a little bit more info.
You want to skip steps?
I want to find out who this guy is, and I don't want to waste any time.
Let's call him. Call him up.
Right.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, is this Tony?
This is.
Cool.
Who am I speaking?
Yes, sorry, you're speaking to Neve. I'm on a show called Catfish on MTV. I'm currently in Spokane at the behest of a young woman named Colleen.
Is she with you?
We're not with her, no. Not right now. Where are you exactly?
I'm in the Baton Rouge area.
Why does your Plenty of Fish account still say that you're in Washington?
I used to live there.
And is there a good reason why you haven't gone to see your fiance in person?
I love her, but I have reservations about whether or not she was born. She may be not the person that I thought she was.
Oh, what do you mean?
She lied about her age.
Really? What? In what way?
She told me initially that she was 25, and I found out she was 20.
So yeah, I can understand that came as quite a shock.
When did she tell you that, finally?
After we got engaged.
Whoa. Was there anything else that she lied about?
She's kind of irresponsible with her money. She put me under the impression that she was about to receive a promotion at work. And after we got engaged, she lost her job. So I've been supporting her.
So have you been sending her money?
Yeah.
How much have you sent her?
A little over $300-$400.
Okay. Who's been not wanting to video chat, you or her?
More me. Because I'm kind of insecure.
Are the pictures that she's seen of you really you?
Yes, sir.
They are. Okay.
I did have some reservations. I'm sorry, my boss is coming. I have to go.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Whoa. She lied to us. Again. She's been lying. If Tony is telling the truth.
If he is, in fact, sending her money, that is a big detail that she left out.
She lied about her age.
She's crafty.
We need to grill Colleen a little bit right now and find out if what Tony's telling us is true, in which case she's got some explaining to do.
Or is Tony lying more to us to buy himself more time? Perfectly rainy day to match the perfectly murky situation we find ourselves in. Colleen definitely lied to us about how long she was seeing Tony. She may have lied to him about her age.
And she omitted the fact that after she lost her job, she
hit him up.
Let him help support her.
Well, so he says. He might have just been inventing things to say that kind of, well, I didn't show her who I was because I'm having doubts about who she is. You know what I mean? Who knows?
How are we going to find out who's telling the truth?
It's a house of mirrors. This show is giving me trust issues.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There she is. Hey. How you doing? Have you heard from Tony?
Today, yes.
You did?
Normal. Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
Yes, of course.
We do have some stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Let's just get to it.
Yeah. So, the first thing we did was we downloaded the pictures that you had sent us. Mm-hmm. We searched them, and we didn't get
nothing. No hits on any of them.
Then, we ran the phone numbers, and interestingly, it came up with a name, Tim. Is that a name that you've ever heard? Both phone numbers are Spokane area code, which you knew.
Yeah.
Well, if he's in Louisiana and he got a new phone number, it'd be weird that he would get a Washington number and not a Louisiana number.
Yeah.
So that's most of what we got.
We looked up everything. We didn't find nothing. So we sort of thought, all right, if the point of being here and helping you is finding out who he is and bringing you guys together, in an effort to accelerate that process, we called Tony and we said to him, why, you know, haven't you taken the next step? What's holding you back from coming to meet Colleen? You're engaged. What's the holdup? His answer was very interesting. He said he has some reservations. Has he ever mentioned anything like that?
Mm-mm.
You seem a little upset.
No. Everything's coming out.
He said you had lied to him about how old you were, that you had said you were 25.
My profile says 20. Never told him I was 25. In fact, I've been talking about my 21st birthday for the last 2 months.
And you're not lying to us right now?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't be so inclined to believe him if our relationship hadn't started with you kind of telling us something that wasn't totally true.
I never told him I was 25.
He could just be giving us BS excuses. But he also said that you had lost your job and started asking him for money.
I never once asked him for money. He's offered to send me money, but I've said no. And then he sent me some money last week, but that's it.
So he did send you money?
Yes. It was only like $75.
Just the once?
Yes. I called him right after I lost my job, and he was, it's okay, you know, it'll be fine. You'll find another job. He said, I'm going to send you some money. I'm sending you $75. So I have not received any other money from. I am dead honest on that.
It's just weird to us that he would have a different version of the story, making it hard for us to know who to believe.
Yeah, there's so many thoughts running through my head right now. Like, is this going to be the end of us? Like, I thought I might have met my soulmate. You know, and it's devastating.
We've been lied to before on the show. So we're not going to take sides. We're not going to position ourselves to believe one of you more than the other. We're just going to try and do what we sort of promised we would do, which is bring the two of you together.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I think we should see if he wants to meet up.
Tell him that this is his last opportunity to meet the woman he asked to marry him. Go to
All
it,
right.
soldier.
I'm going to call this guy.
Hello?
Tony, it's Neve again. I'm back over here with Max at Colleen's place. She would like to meet you, and we'd like to help make that happen.
I'm still on the fence as far as whether or not I still want to meet.
What are some of your reservations?
I have a lot on my plate right now, and I'm working.
Yeah, I've heard all that before. I understand. But if you care about someone and you tell them you love them and you ask them to marry you, how are you going to be in a relationship if you are too busy to just meet up with them? How serious are you about being with Colleen?
I love her, but I haven't been completely honest.
Okay.
I lied about my pictures, and that's why I'm having reservations. I still would like to meet her.
Okay, great. If we flew down to Louisiana, would you be available to meet up with us?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, great. I very much look forward to meeting you. Talk later, Tony.
All right.
Bye. Good news. So, the answer was yes. He does want to meet you.
Well, that's good news.
He sounded sincere. But the reason he's been nervous to meet up with you is because he's not the guy in those pictures.
It's really disappointing. I mean, for the last 3 months, I thought I was talking to somebody that now is a different person, you know. But if his personality is the same and he generally does care about me and generally wants to be with me, then let's see where it goes, you know? I want to see what he has to say in person.
All right, so pack a bag.
We're going to Louisiana.
Okay.
Better not find out. You didn't tell us something.
Nothing else.
All right, see you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
Whoa.
Wow.
You look nice. So, you ready to do this?
Yes, I am. I got my wedding outfit on.
This is the casual wedding outfit. All right, well, let's text Tony. Hey, Tony. We are ready to meet you now. Where do you want to meet? Yes. Tony says, hey, I'm at my cousin's house. Nervous, but ready to meet. And here's an address.
Okay. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Let's go.
How nervous are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
About an 8.5.
Just want to point out that we're making a left on Compromise Street.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here it is. Why, the windows are all boarded up.
They are?
I mean, look, they're shuttered.
Oh, well, those are storm shutters. Weird, though, right? That they're down now.
Well, maybe there's a storm coming. Maybe we're the storm.
Hey, Tony? How you doing, man?
So nervous.
Take a deep breath. Why don't you step on out here?
Good-looking guy.
How about you? Hi.
This is Tony. This is Colleen. Hello. How you doing?
Nervous.
Yeah, that's all right. I think you're only slightly more nervous than Colleen is.
I don't know if that's possible right now.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm awesome.
All right, well, that's nice. That's
no
awesome.
One has ever walked out the door and said, I'm awesome.
Nice to meet you, finally.
Nice to finally meet you, too. But why did you say that I told you I was 25? I've never once told you I was 25. And when did you send me hundreds of dollars?
I apologize. Honestly, I was just scared. I kind of just made it up as I went along. Which wasn't the most honest thing to do. I have a lot of self-esteem issues, and I was kind of insecure that you wouldn't accept me for who I am.
Who are you?
Jeremy Antonio.
So, your name is Jeremy, but you went by Tony.
My middle name is Tony.
The phone number you have is from Washington. Have you previously lived there?
When I was 18, I moved to Washington, and I instantly loved the place. I just always felt like I wish I would have been born there. And I knew I was going to come back, but I wanted a reason to.
So that's why you were looking to meet women in Spokane?
Yeah.
Why were you pretending to be this other guy on Plenty of Fish?
I'm not a stereotypical black guy. It makes me more inclined to date Caucasian women because I feel like, you know, I can be myself. I can dress like this. I can watch science fiction movies and do whatever it is that I want to do. I don't want to be viewed as a stereotype.
Do you find that's your experience?
That's commonly the case.
So non-black women generally sort of assume you're a certain type of person because of your skin.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common. I mean, why wouldn't you let me be the judge of everything?
I'm sorry, Colin. No, I just pray that you can forgive me.
I really wanna. Just gotta promise me no more lies.
I'll get on my knees right now. Colleen, these last couple months changed my life. I never want to lie to you. I just want to make you happy. I'm sorry. I'll do anything to keep moving forward with you. Still want to marry me?
Yes. I don't want to give up on you. Something's telling me not to.
Can we celebrate? I don't know. I mean, this is amazing. You guys seem to really have the connection that you felt for the past 3 months in person. And yes, there's going to be some adjusting to the new reality, but
this is exciting.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I need to know?
There may be one other thing. My family, they're not accepting of interracial dating.
And your family's approval is something that's important to you.
Yeah. So before we go to the next stage of our relationship, I want you to meet my family.
Are you worried if we go over there, they may not accept her?
Definitely. It may get crazy.
Would this be your first interracial relationship?
She will be the only one that they've actually met in person.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready for anything.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is Max.
Hi.
What was your name? I'm sorry.
Oh, Mika.
Mika.
Mm. Mika. Hi.
Hi.
And this is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
And thank you for meeting up with us.
Yeah, I want to have a seat. One for now.
We're here because Jeremy and Colleen, they met online and very quickly developed a real interest in each other. And
I asked Colleen to marry me.
Oh, Lord.
There's a little more to the story. Until a few hours ago, Colleen didn't know what Jeremy looked like.
What?
On the dating app that they met on, Jeremy posted pictures of a white guy.
Jeremy. What you doing?
I felt more comfortable talking to her when she was under the impression that I was not black.
Something wrong with black people?
I just don't mesh well with women of the same...
The same what?
Race.
Huh.
I mean, I like what I like. I can't help it. It's just that black women I meet, they don't get my sarcasm and that I like to read comic books and I like to play golf. I like to do stuff that's kind of like against the norm.
What, we too ignorant because we black, we don't understand him? I don't even know what to say. I feel like you should have been able to just come say, look, I need to talk to you. Why are we here?
I admit I should have been more forthcoming, but I was under the impression that you be more accepting if I was married to someone of the same race.
Where'd you pick that up from? I'm not prejudiced. It really felt like you took something and stabbed me or something when you said it. And then how you feel about that? You done came all the way wherever and he black.
I don't care. I don't care at all.
You told him, yeah, you would marry him. You said, yeah. Why would you say, yeah?
Because I really have feelings for him. I love his personality. He's a great guy.
How you know y'all ready for to get married?
I mean, initially it was an impulse decision. But, I mean, time has passed since then, too.
Time has passed and y'all ain't been together. Y'all been over the internet.
I know it's not the same as being physically
Do you talk about living together?
Yeah.
Really?
Please don't cry me.
I'm gonna be all right. I'm gonna get through this. It just hurt to know that you feel like, I mean, you couldn't come sit down and talk to your sister. You talk to me about everything.
I know it's a lot.
I mean, are you upset because he's with a white woman?
Mm-mm. That's your life. But I just would have felt a little better if you could have confided in me.
I'm sorry I lied to everybody. You guys mind if I get a minute?
Your sister does care about you. I don't want your sister feeling like you're running away. Like you're gonna run away and go up and leave her behind. Because that's not what I want her to feel about me.
Who thinks to put a white person on their profile picture?
Right.
Someone who's...
crazy.
Someone who's conflicted about who they are.
Jeremy's identity is a little foggy.
He needs to find himself.
Yes, I agree.
In between what he's doing now and that.
Well, clearly he's confused because you don't have to...
lie. What you lying for?
Right. This was new for a lot of us. New situation for us to be in, clearly. An unusual one for all of you. Colleen, I think you have been very...
Understanding
and patient and respectful of them and their relationship as brother and sister. I'd like to just thank all of you for sitting down and having this conversation. This is not an easy one to have.
Whatever y'all do, whatever, that's totally up to y'all. I'm going to still love my brother, and if you happen to become one of the family members, I'm going to have to deal with you too.
I don't want to take him away from you at all. I want you guys to have a relationship. I want to get to know you. You know, be able to hang around you, be able to have you over, meet my family, you know? I never want to take him away from you.
Thank you.
In terms of next steps, we'll probably head back to our hotel with Colleen, let you guys talk without all the cameras and discuss this a little bit more if you choose to. So why don't you say goodbye to Colleen for now? Nice to meet you. We're all in one piece, so I'd say that went well.
It was so nice meeting you.
All right.
Good luck.
All right, we can wait in the car.
Go in, talk with your sister. We can see each other later, okay?
Welcome to the fam, Colleen.
Hey!
Congratulations, you got catfished. And you still have a relationship. That's only happened to one other person. We're like 95 episodes deep.
Oh, wow. I am very happy. The last 3 months, having him to talk to has been one of the best things. I have a strong bond with him. I want to be with him.
Sounds like there's a great potential for you guys. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Hey, there she is.
Colleen.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Me and Jeremy are trying to work it out. In fact, he's actually right here with me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Hey, there he is.
There he is.
Look at this guy.
Oh, my God. You actually went up there. I'm impressed. Are you just up there temporarily, or are you, like, staying there for a bit?
Well, I got an interview at a pizza place out here, so hopefully that goes the way I want it to.
I mean, this is what you wanted, right? You wanted to move back to Washington. Your plan really worked out.
Yeah.
I thank you guys every day for bringing me to him. I want you guys at our wedding when and if we do get married.
Wow. We'd love to come to your wedding.
What is your relationship right now with your family, Jeremy?
I'm trying my best to communicate with them, but they're being a little reluctant to talk.
Well, this is a beautiful thing.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
Bye, guys. And they lived happily ever after.
This is Catfish, the podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design by Mark Bush and Danny Carissimi. Our audio engineer is Sergio Enriquez. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelow. Executive producers are Stephanie Jens, Marshall Louis, and Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.